from the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open up eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. We keep silence as we reflect on God's word. At some stage during this week, I certainly will sing, and some of you may have it inflicted upon you as well, the beautiful Passiontide hymn written by Samuel Crossman, "My Song is Love Unknown, My Saviour's Love to Me." It's beautiful words of poetry with a delightfully lilting tune, which echoes the story of Christ's passion. It's on my, it hasn't been Easter unless we've sung that list that perhaps some of us will have for the major Christian festivals. There's one line in that hymn that I find deeply troubling and generally try to alter if I think quickly enough about it before I announce it at churches. It says, midway through the song, speaking of Jesus, Crossman writes, "Yet cheerful he to suffering goes." He was writing in the 1600s. Language has changed, no doubt. Theology has evolved and developed. But I'm sure maybe you would understand what I mean when I say there's something that just doesn't sit right about an image of Jesus cheerfully, gleefully skipping on ahead into the pain and horror of all that lies. I usually encourage congregations, not that I'm as great a poet as Samuel Crossman, but to sing in place of yet cheerful he, to sing yet faithful he to suffering goes. Jesus does go to the cross of Calvary willingly, but with a heavy heart as he carries the burden of our sin, the burden of God's estrangement, the burden of human wrong and the reality of evil, coming face to face with the ultimate display of the goodness of God in sacrifice and self-offering. Jesus echoes God's faithfulness by his resolute desire to set his face towards the cross and to pursue the path that God sets. And it's through Jesus' faithful obedience that God's justice is seen outworked in the nations. Isaiah, speaking of the servant, which many have attributed to Jesus himself, speaks of one who brings justice to the nations. One who brings the reign and rule of God by being the suffering servant. One who establishes God's justice through his death and his willingness to submit to injustice. By his suffering and by his death, redemption and restoration for the earth are coming. Jesus is the anointed one, the one on whom the Spirit rests, the one who is all powerful, yet his path still encounters death and suffering before it will bring new life. Isaiah says to the servant, or of the servant, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. We see in the Passiontide narrative that God does not abandon Jesus, but in fact is weaving his purposes throughout his arrest and his suffering. And we take comfort for ourselves then that when we feel like we are suffering from great injustice or great hardship or great pain or sickness or abandonment, that God is the one in Christ who continues to hold our hand in the dark place, bringing with it comfort, reassurance, and hope. The God who does not abandon Jesus in this week of all weeks is the God from whom encouragement we draw that he will not abandon us in our struggle. Lastly, Isaiah speaks of the God who will not falter or be discouraged, the God who brings forth justice through his faithfulness. The God who sees new things springing forth. And so as we follow Jesus then down from the Mount of Olives into the temple, into Jerusalem, into the high priest's court, into Pilate's square, into a prison cell, into a tomb, we take courage that God has not finished what he set out to accomplish. God will not falter from what he desires to do. We see that in the suffering of Jesus. But through the suffering of God's servant, there is hope. New life is on the way. At times that will seem impossible as we reflect on the narratives of this week. But the new thing that God is doing, redemption for us all, freedom and forgiveness for sin, the establishment of his reign and rule unhindered across the earth, has begun and will be accomplished, whether we perceive it not or whether we do. Amen.